ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. டுடே வி ஆர் செலிபிரேட்டிங் தி பர்த்டே ஜெயந்தி ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ சங்கராச்சாரியா, ஹூ இஸ் அதர்வைஸ் கால்ட் பாஷ்யகாரா. வை இஸ் கால்ட் பாஷ்யகாரா? பிகாஸ் ஹி ஹஸ் ரிட்டன் தி காமெண்ட்ரி ஆன் உபநிஷத், பகவத் கீதா அண்ட் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. தேர்ஃபோர் இஸ் கால்ட் பாஷ்யகார, ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் கம்போஸ்ட், ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் ரிட்டன் தி பாஷ்யம், தி காமெண்ட்ரி. அண்ட் அவர் ட்ரெடிஷன் ஆஃப் வேதாந்தா டீச்சிங் இஸ் வெரி இண்டேட்டட் டு பகவான் சங்கராச்சாரியா, பிகாஸ் வாட் எவர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் வி ஹாவ் about the teaching of Vedanta is mainly because of the Bhashyam of Shankaracharya. That is why we are very grateful to Bhagavan Bhashyakara. Bhagavan Bhashyakara has got several facets of his glorious personality. The first facet is, he was Advaita Mata Sthapanacharya. That is how he is referred to. Really speaking, he did not establish Advaita Mata. Advaita Mata means the vision. The vision of non-duality was already there. It is the tatparyam, it is the purport of the Vedanta. But that he brought out very clearly. And therefore we call him Advaita Mata Sthapakacharya. Really speaking, Advaita Mata, Advaita Vision was very much there, but he brought out in very clear and convincing manner. And as we saw that he has written the Bhashyam on all three Prasthana, called the main text called Prasthana, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, Brahma Sutra. He has written so many Prakarana Granthas, the introductory text or expository text. And he taught so many disciples. Generally we see his picture with four disciples only. But don't think he had only four disciples for picture or photograph. He had so many, hundreds of them he had. In fact, today I shall one name of that. Shatshishya Dikshitaya. So six already there and hundreds of them were there. And another thing is he had dialogues with so many great scholars of that time, and because of which he could bring most of the scholars to this Vedanta Sampradaya. This was his contribution as Vedanta Acharya. Another aspect of his glory is that he revived our Vedic Dharma, which we generally call Hindu Dharma. Hindu Dharma is not the correct name. It is the name given by somebody else and we have bought it. Really, our Dharma is called Vedic Dharma because it is based on Vedas. And this Vedic Dharma, about which we read just now, Vividohi Vedokta Dharma, Pravritti Lakshana, Nivritti Lakshanascha, that Vedic Dharma, which was obscured because of so many other matas, that he revived. And he re-established so many temples, so many matas, four matas in four directions. So he revived Vedic Dharma. And he established the Shanmata. Shanmata means the six ways of looking at this Saguna Brahma. And he reconciled with, he gave proper place to the six matas. Six matas are Shaiva Mata, Devi Mata, the Ganesh Ganapatya Mata, the Skanda Mata, and the Vaishnava Mata, and this the Surya Mata, Saura Mata. So these are called Shan Matas. And what is their place in the total scheme of things, that he brought out very well. Therefore, he is called Shanmata, Shanmata Sthapakaya Namaha. The six views also were there, but he gave them proper place and systematized them. And in fact, the sannyasi parampara, it was there. He himself got sannyasa from his guru, Govinda Padacharya. But he systematized this dasha sannyasi. The dashanama sannyasa is there, 10 names are there for sannyasis, that is systematized. And one more aspect we can see in Bhagavan Bhashyakara's life is, he was karunalayam, karunalayaha, compassion. As Pujya Swamiji used to emphasize this quality, we can see that when somebody was doing some particular type of puja, where he has to sacrifice a person with all good qualities, sarva lakshana sampanna, that type of person was required to be sacrificed according to his way of doing puja. This sacrifice was required according to him. And he, that person comes to Shankaracharya ji, and Shankaracharya ji is ready to give his own body. So that much compassion he had, that he was ready to sacrifice his body even for the karma which he himself has dismissed in the Siddhanta. That is his compassion. And when he was a child also, he was moved by the poverty of one lady, and therefore he composed Kanakadhara Stotra, and there was, you know, this pouring of this golden amlas, golden gooseberries. So this, he was full of compassion. Whatever he did, because of his compassion. And another thing which we can see in his writing, and that is broad-mindedness. In fact, many places his arguments, he will say, Purva Pakshi says, Nanu, how can it be like this? It has to be like this. Then Bhagavan Bhashyakara will say, Satyam. Yeah. From your standpoint, what you are saying is understandable, right? Not that that you are telling, therefore it has to be wrong. Some people have that approach. You know, just because my brother-in-law is telling, therefore he is wrong. You know, just my neighbor is telling, therefore it is wrong. That was not his approach. Whatever, to whatever extent something is right, we adopt. You know, that was his approach. And in Brahma Sutra he says that whatever is aviruddhamsha, unopposed to the Siddhanta, we are ready to accept. In fact, if Sankhya is one or two points, if they drop, whole thing is acceptable to us. So there was no opposition or dismissal for the dismissal sake or opposition sake. It was a meaningful opposition, meaningful dismissal. So we learn a lot from Bhagavan Bhashyakara's life, you know. And we pray to Bhagavan Bhashyakara to bless us in our pursuit of knowledge. And we are very grateful that we are associated with the tradition of Shankara Bhashyam, thanks to Pujya Swamiji and other Acharyas. So today we express our gratitude and seek Acharya's blessings. Om Tat Sat.